The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 27, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 27th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Translation. When the time of death arrived for the foolish Ajamil, he began thinking exclusively of his son, Narayana.
So, in the previous verse, so, it has been described, Bhuran, Payana, Mula. And here is also, Saivam Vatmana Agya. Agya means one who has no sufficient knowledge. He is called Agya. And Mura means as, that's it. So in both the verses, the Ajamil is described as fool, rascal, and without sufficient knowledge. Why? Because he is attached to the child and he does not know that death is coming now. Death is there. This is our position. We say that God is dead. God is not dead. God is coming very soon. Wait a few years. He will be dead. This is the position. You rascal, God is not dead. God is coming to kick you, to kill you. Yes, Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harasya aham. What is death? Just like in your previous life you had been something, death means you have forgotten everything. Suppose I was a very big king or prime minister or president, but that is all finished. Now I have got another life, another chapter of life. Tathādi āntara prāpti. You have to change your body. It may be lower degree or higher degree, but you have to change your body. There are 8,400,000 species of life, forms of life. You have to accept one of them. That is our real problem. If we forget the real problem and blindly or foolishly say that God is dead, God may be dead, but God's law is not dead. Suppose the king dies, president dies, does it mean the government dies? The government will go out. You can say God is dead. God is not dead, neither you are dead. But if you foolishly say that God is dead, that does not mean His law is also dead. The law is gone. One king may be dead, the next his son or somebody will become king, and the government law is gone. So what is the use of talking foolishly like God is dead? God may be dead, God is never dead. This is why, this morning we are talking. So we are concerned with the laws of God. God may be dead or alive, it doesn't matter. Suppose by law we are prisoners, we are in the prison house, and all of a sudden the president or the king died. Does it mean we shall be free? No. You have to rot. That is Bengali proverb says, Rajamale Rajo Atkai. If the king dies, his government is not stopped. We should remember that. So that government is prakriti, the material nature. A say, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. You are reading Bhagavad Gita. So, these are all foolish things. That God is dead, I don't care for God. But God, actually God is not dead. You are dead. You are dead actually, because this body, the bodily concept of life, this body is dead. Tonight you are driving one car, but if you think that I am the car is dead. The car is moving because you are alive. Similarly, this dead body, is dead, already dead from the very beginning. But it is moving on account of the soul. This is knowledge. It is dead from the very beginning. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said that apranasya hi devasya mannanam lokaranyam. Apranasya hi devasya. Deha. Deha means this body. So, either it is dead or alive, it has no life. Apranasya hi devasya. Deha is not alive. It is always dead. Simply we understand, because we are foolish, that's dead. We understand that this body is dead when the soul is alive. The body is always dead. So bhagavad bhakti vihinasya jati japastapa kriya. If one is not Krishna conscious, bhagavad bhakti vihinasya, then he is big nationality, jati. His achievement, japastapa, his activities, everything of bhagavad bhakti vihinasya jati japastapa kriya. All these things are like decoration of the dead body. Apranasya hi devasya mannanam lokaranya. Mannanam lokaranya. We are decorating this body with flower, ornaments, nice cloth. How long? So long the life is there. Then it is beautiful. Otherwise, no more beautiful. If you garland, suppose I become dead and you garland, it may be pleasing to somebody, but what is the value? There is no value. So this material civilization, they are decorating this body. So the bodily concept of life is condemned in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita. This knowledge was given to Arjuna by Krishna when he surrendered. When he was talking friendly, he did not say. When Krishna, Arjuna, submitted, Krishna, I am now perplexed. So, how my intelligence can be revived? You know, Krishna, Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So, his perplexed position can be solved by Krishna, that he knew. Therefore, he said, Chishasriham sadhimam prabannam. Krishna, no more friendly talks. We are wasting time. Now I become your disciple, Shishya. Shishya means disciple. You kindly advise me, I am surrendering unto you. Tadvidhi panipatina. Spiritual master means you must surrender to him. If you talk foolish, then you will not be benefited. You must submissively and accept what he is saying. So, when Krishna began to teach him as teacher, the first thing he uttered, anyone can say what he first said?
Asachyananushuchastam
prajnanadam subhash. Gatasun agatasun sa nanushuchanti pandita. My dear Arjuna, You are talking like very learned scholar, but you are so rascal that you are talking of this body. So far the body is concerned, either it is dead or alive, it is not the subject matter of any talk. Now, Sarvachastu Pandita, those who are learned scholars, they don't talk about the body, they'll talk about the soul. That is Pandita. What is this? This is Dilbar. Suppose this is cloth. Now, if you talk about this cloth, you can talk. You can write volumes of books. This silk was purchased from that shop, and it was manufactured in such and such date, and the man manufactured, he is like this, he is like this. You can go on talking nonsense like that, and can write books. So all these rascal philosophers, they are writing about this cloth. That's all. Jatsat buddhi punapi sila. But this is not the subject matter for the learned scholar. Nanu surchanti pandita. What is this body? A combination of matter, it is already dead, because the living soul is there, it is moving, and as soon as the living soul is out of this body, it is used as dead of man. So, what is there important talking about this dead body? Dastavadasa, it is made of this earth, earthly ingredient, bhumi rakvana, and it will become again. There are three transformation of this body. One transformation is as, another transformation is to, another transformation is earth. There are three different types of transformation. Just like Christian people, they bury the body. So, in due course of time, you will find, say after 10 years, the body is finished, it is now earth. The body has become earth. And Hindus, they burn it, so the body becomes ash. And the Parsis, they throw the body to be eaten by the vultures. It becomes stool. This is the last, transformation of this body. And we are so much busy about this ash, stool and earth. Just see how foolish we are. Therefore, Krishna said to Arjuna, gatasana gatasana. Just like motor car. With driver or no driver. What is it? It is dead matter. That's all. Why one should be busy about this motor car? One should be busy about the driver, whether he is paid nicely, whether he is eating nicely. We drive. If you don't take care of the driver, simply you wash the car, what is the use? The car will not be moving without driver. Similarly, the whole civilization should be on the basis of understanding the soul. That is civilization. So unfortunately, by the spell of Maya, just like this Ajanila, he is committing sinful activities. He is now rogue, thief, cheater. He doesn't care for that. But he is taking care of the body of the child. He is thinking, this child will save me when I will be in danger. There is another verse in the second canto. Dehavattakalatradishu atmasanyesu asasu api pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. Deha means his body. Apatta means children. Dehavattva. Kalatra means wife. Dehavattva kalatradishu atmasanyesu. Here is struggle for existence, and you are thinking that this my strong body and my nine children and my wife, they are my soldiers, as I am saying. Everyone is thinking that. Now I am in a good family. I have got my family members very nice. I have got my strong body. Oh, what do I care? God is there. Yes. So, this is our misconception. We are thinking that this paraphernalia, my country, my community, my countrymen, or my family, my wife, my children, so many things, mind. So I am thinking that they will give me all protection. No. Therefore in the Bhagavad it is said, Dehavatra kalatradishu asasurabhi. He knows that they will be placed. They cannot give protection to themselves. What protection they will give to me? This is not. Dehapatra kalatradishu atmasanyesu asasu api pramata tasya nidhanam. He knows that they will be finished. Pasanabhina pasati. He has practical experience. He still doesn't see. This is called Maya. Maya means thing is one and is thinking otherwise. His soldier, the so-called soldier, the protector, will finish, but he still is depending on him. Suppose a bird is flying with his family in the sky. But if there is some danger, then no other bird can help you. You have to help yourself. Let's say aeroplane. Say dozens of aeroplane is flying. But if one aeroplane is in danger, no other plane can give him any help. It will fall down and crash, finish. So we have to take care of ourselves. Then we are thinking, my country, my community, they're all busy in this way. They will save me. No. When death will come, nobody will save you. Remember that. Your challenging God is dead. When God will come and make you kill, nobody can save you. So we are so foolish, we are thinking that God is dead and I shall continue my life and my wife, my children, my countrymen, my nation will save me. That is not possible. Thank you very much.